Dolores West is from this area, but she spent most of her life in Miami.
I was born in Duval County. My family left Jacksonville to go to Miami. My grandparents went, and my mother was 14 and pregnant with me. We moved in an area that's called Overtown, which is an inner city area. The apartments were very small. Now that I think about it, the place must have been 500 square feet, but it felt like a mansion.
Overtown was a poor but vibrant community in the years before the 1980 riot.
We ate lunch at the public parks. I can remember my grandmother, I spent a lot of time with her. She could write a list and say, go up to Mr. Foster. You could get her cigarettes or whatever and didn't have to pay, got everything on credit. There's a club called the Night Beat. I can remember Betty Wright and people like that performing there. And if it was daytime, I could go in with my mom because we was just 15 years apart. So she was my mom, but she took me everywhere she went. I remember a barbershop, and one of the guys in there worked at the coroner's office, but he had the barbershop, he had a record shop.
Dolores graduated from high school in Miami and enlisted in the Army. Before she reported for induction, though, there was a detour.
I got married behind my mother's back, 23 years older than me, hoping to get pregnant by October so I wouldn't have to go in the military, but I didn't get pregnant.
Dolores served her 2 years in the military, started her family with her husband, and became a nail technician. That job is what brought her back to Jacksonville.
I was a nail technician for 25 years. I got a job offer to open up a spa here.
Over her years of working with regular and new clients, Dolores developed a particular skill.
My personality is when I talk to people or people are talking to me, I'm really listening to find out what their need is and if I can help them. I have the spirit of a servant. Not a lot of people listen these days. People don't take time out with other people. They don't stop. Everybody's so busy and caught up into their own thing.
One person who noticed Dolores' ability to listen is her current employer, the owner of a real estate agency.
As fate would have it, where I was, all of a sudden it closed. She calls me and said, I got a job for you, but it's nothing you've done. Nothing like the money you made. And I said, you know what? I'll try it. She said, I know you'll be fine because you love people.
Even though Dolores West had no experience in real estate, she was offered a job as a receptionist at the agency and is working on getting her sales license. It's an industry she plans to stay in.
I like it a lot. Did not pass the test. I'll take it again. Until I get it, I look forward to doing that.
Over the past few years, her children and grandchildren have relocated to Northeast Florida.
I have 5 grandchildren, and I have one on the way in November. We are all here, so here I am where I started, where I was born.
And all of it is because Dolores West listens to people deeply.
That's a gift. You take that gift with you wherever you go.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.